It's a foggy night on old Cape Cod. A perfect night for a mystery. Tonight, Cape Cod Radio Mystery Theater presents an original mystery thriller entitled The Caller on Line 1. Tonight, we follow the fate of Miss Tanya Macklin. Miss Macklin's a Cape Cod radio personality and host of Talkline, the weekly advice on the air program. Miss Macklin works for WPPX, a small station with a broadcast range that covers most of the Cape. In a few moments, she is going on the air to take calls from listeners who have personal problems. Soon, however, Miss Macklin will be facing a problem of her own. A problem so large, it will threaten to transform her normally sane world into a nightmarish world of terror. So now, sit back, relax, and allow us to tune to a program that should be beginning just about now.
This is WPPX, the voice of Cape Cod. Stay tuned now for Talkline.
Hello, hope you're having a good evening, and welcome to Talkline. I'm your host, Tanya Macklin, and for the next hour, well, if you don't feel like going to bed just yet and you're in the mood for some company, we invite you to listen in or call in. Talkline, for those of you who don't know, is a weekly radio program devoted entirely to you, to whatever it is that's going on in your life. If you have a problem you want to talk about, we're here to listen. Maybe you've just been through something you feel like sharing. Call us up. We're not here to judge or criticize. We're here to listen and maybe offer a little advice. If you're feeling angry about something or hurt, or if you're trying to overcome old fears and phobias, call me up and let's talk about it. I can't promise I'll have the answers, but one thing is always certain. It helps to talk, and it helps people who are listening who may be going through something similar. We're going to take a short commercial break right now, and then we'll be back to take our first call. The number here at the station is 555-4538. Join us, won't you?
Guns Arrest Gun Shop at the new scene.
How we doing, Ron?
Offers the largest
Pretty good.
Of hand
Three fish on the line already. Looks like it's going to be a busy night.
I wonder why.
I'll tell you why. Step outside and check out what's coming up over the parking lot. There's a full moon out there. That always brings in more calls. That's when the weirdos really come out of the woodwork.
You know, Ron, it never ceases to amaze me what a great reservoir of human sympathy you have for your fellow man.
Okay, big deal. So I'm not the most compassionate guy in the world. I can't understand where you get the patience to deal with some of these jokers. If it was me, I'd say, get lost. I got problems of my own.
You're telling me.
Watch it. It's unwise to insult one's engineer. He may walk out and leave you to run the show all by yourself. 5 seconds. All torpedo tubes loaded. They're open. Fire when ready.
From 9 until 6, and on Sundays from 9 to 1.
Hi, we're back, and we're going to take our first call. This is Tanya Macklin. Thanks for calling Talkline. Are you with us?
Yes, I am. First, I want to say that I really enjoy listening to your program very much.
Thank you. It's nice to be appreciated.
Well, the reason I'm calling is about my husband. We're both senior citizens, retired. We moved to Cape Cod 5 years ago from Ohio.
How do you like it here?
Oh, we like it very much. We like the ocean, and we like feeling that we're living on an island. I know Cape Cod really isn't an island.
Oh, it's pretty darn close.
Well, yes, and if you consider the Cape Cod Canal, I suppose you could say it is. Anyway, the reason I'm calling is about my husband. I found out just yesterday that a woman, a widow, who lives down the block from us, attended the same high school as my husband did. In fact, they were in the same class together. She's lived here for almost a year, and I know my husband has seen her because we've talked about her. And yet, not once ever has he mentioned to me they were classmates.
Oh, you think there's something suspicious about that?
Well, yes, I do. I mean, I can't think of any other reason that he'd want to hide from me.
How did you happen to find out?
Oh, well, actually, I learned about it from her. We bumped into one another at the supermarket, and she told me. She spoke very fondly about my husband. She even implied that at one time they shared a romantic interest. Oh, I just can't imagine why in the world he'd want to keep something like that a secret from me unless, well,
I can think of another reason. He may not remember her. I graduated from high school, gee, it must be 10 years ago, and I'm sure if you asked me now, I couldn't remember everybody that was in my class.
Well, yes, but if there was a romantic interest...
You don't know that. It may have been one-sided. Maybe she had a crush on him, and he didn't even know she existed.
Well, I suppose I could explain it.
Another possibility may be that your husband decided not to tell you because he didn't want you to feel threatened knowing an old flame of his was living in the neighborhood.
Well, what do you think I should do? Should I just ignore it?
Oh, no, no. I think it's definitely preying too much on your mind. I think you've got to find out. And I think the best way is to simply ask your husband.
Well, I suppose you're right. I'm sure I would feel better. But, oh, dear, now I don't know what to do.
Why is that?
Well, because if he really doesn't remember who she is, if I remind him, it just might rekindle an old relationship.
Well, look at it this way. Would you rather he found out from you or from her? Chances are he's going to find out sooner or later anyway.
You're probably right. Still, I'm going to have to think about this.
Okay, but don't wait too long. It's not worth stewing over. Who knows? The three of you may end up becoming good friends.
I suppose so.
Anyway, I wish you luck. I think you'll find it'll all turn out for the best.
Think so? Okay, well, thank you.
And thank you for calling. Hello, you're on Talk Line. Welcome to the show.
To whom am I speaking?
Tanya Macklin.
Tanya? That's a pretty name. But shouldn't it be Tanya? Isn't that the way it's supposed to be pronounced?
Well, some people say Tanya, some people say Tanya.
I like Tanya better. Tanya is too strong for you. It doesn't match your voice. You mind if I call you Tanya?
No, go right ahead.
Thank you.
Okay, now that we've got that little point settled, is there something else you wanted to talk about?
Well, yes, there is. I have a problem that's been bothering me. That's the reason I'm calling.
What sort of problem?
It's not a problem, really. I seem to have trouble making friends. I don't know why. I just moved down here not very long ago. And it seems whenever I meet someone and try to get to know them, they close up. Sometimes I think it's me, but sometimes I think it must be them. I can't understand why people on Cape Cod are so standoffish.
I wouldn't say they're more standoffish here than anywhere else, but I think you should keep in mind, making friends has never been an easy thing to do. A lot of people have the idea it's supposed to be easy, and sometimes they think there's something wrong with them when they don't make friends right away. It isn't easy. It never has been. It's hard, and it takes patience, and it takes time, especially if you've just moved into an area.
I understand that. But it seems to me most people won't even give you a chance.
Well, it may be that you're trying too hard. That can work against you. When it comes to making friends, you have to let it happen, not try to make it happen. Do you know what I mean?
Yes. You know, you sound like someone I could be friends with.
Well, that's nice of you to say. I'm sure we could be. However, you have to remember that friendships are relationships, and relationships have to start slowly and grow at their own pace. If people close up when you meet them, it may be you're forcing it, trying to make the relationship become too much too soon. That could be your problem.
I don't see it as a problem. I never said I had a problem. I'm merely saying that most people you meet are not willing to give anything back, no matter how nice you try to be. They're like busted vending machines. You put 50 cents in, and it keeps giving it back to you over and over and over. And sometimes you feel like just taking your fist and smashing it.
Yes, I know what you mean. It can be very frustrating.
That's right. For example, just the other day I was driving Route 28, and I stopped for a hitchhiker. And he said he was going to Provincetown. I wasn't going that far, but I said I would take him there anyway. I tried several times to start up a conversation, but he just clammed up. He just sat there.
Yes, but in a situation like that, he might have been really nervous. Some hitchhikers are friendly, others are wary and like to keep their distance. It's understandable. It's certainly not a very relaxed atmosphere in which to try to get to know someone.
Well, we drove as far as Hyannis. And when I stopped for a light, he suddenly jerked open the car door and he jumped out.
He did?
That's right, he just took off.
Well, that is unusual. You weren't driving wildly or too fast.
Never. I'm always a careful driver.
Maybe it was his first time. Maybe he was nervous and just didn't feel comfortable. You didn't do anything.
I told you I didn't do a thing.
Oh, then he was probably very uptight. I wouldn't worry about it.
Actually, he's lucky he got out when he did. In another few minutes, I would have noticed the shadows.
What shadows?
He had them tucked away out of sight. That's how he was able to trick me into stopping in the first place. They were hidden in his clothes, in the pockets, in the creases. When I stopped the car and he jumped out, I saw them escaping, flying out. And when I looked back and saw him in the rearview mirror, he was covered with them. Of course, if I had seen them to begin with, I would not have tried to pick him up. I would have just run him down.
I see. Well, look, I'm going to stop you here.
Why?
Because I don't think it's a good idea for us to continue this conversation.
Why not?
Because I think you need to talk about this with someone who can help you sort it out. I don't think we should try to do it over the phone. I'd like to give you a number to call. It's a place right here on the Cape.
What is it?
A clinic. They have people there who will sit down and talk with you as long as you want. They're professionals, and they're excellent, believe me.
Professionals. I know all about professionals. They're never satisfied until they've excavated every little corner of your mind.
Oh, these people are not like that. They're very good, and they're very understanding.
Have you ever been given mood-suppressing drugs?
No, I haven't.
Well, I have. Lots of times. They work for a while, but then they wear off. And when you come out of it, you feel like a bee that's been trapped inside a jar. And when you get out, all you want to do is sting somebody.
All right, I do believe what you say. Now, if you'll only trust me and get in touch with these people.
Trust? Now, that's a funny word. It seems the ones that use it the most are the ones you can trust the least. Trust us, they always say. We're only trying to help. Now you're saying it, too.
I'm sorry. We're going to have to end this conversation.
Wait a minute.
No, I don't think it's a good idea.
I'm not finished. You have to listen to me. I have things that I've got to...
I'm sorry. I don't like to do that. If the caller is still listening, I apologize for cutting you off. But I hope you understand that this is something we really can't handle over the phone. I urge you to call the clinic. The number is 555-3409. Call them tonight. You don't have to wait until morning. I really think you need to talk to someone who can help you deal with your anger. Okay, I think we'll take a short break here. This is Talkline, and we'll be right back.
Ooh la la.
A French hair salon exclusively for women.
Ooh. You all right in there?
Oh, I guess so. A little unnerved.
Jeez Louise, what a total fruit...
Ron, I've told you, I don't like to hear you make derogatory remarks about the callers.
Okay, sorry, I withdraw the...
Oh, never mind, I'm just upset. I'm not sure I did the right thing hanging up on him.
Hey, look, if you ask me, whoops, sorry, you're not interested in my opinions. 5 seconds. You sure you're ready for round two?
I'm ready. I'm sure the worst is over.
Ooh la la.
You're listening to Talkline, and I'm your host, Tanya Macklin. Before we take our next call, I want to remind our listeners of something I've said before. This program is no substitute for professional counseling. Sure, I can offer advice, and I can sometimes help you figure your way out of minor problems, but I strongly believe one of the most important services I can provide is to encourage people to seek professional help when they need it. Too many of us are reluctant to do that, and it's a shame, because it's the professionals that can really help us sort things out the most. Well, that's enough about that. We'll take our next call. Hello, you're on Talkline.
Hello, Miss Macklin. I would like to ask...
Excuse me, could you turn your radio down?
Oh, yes, just a minute. Is that better?
Yes, I can hear you now. Go ahead.
Miss Macklin, I'm calling about something that I would like to get your advice on.
I'm listening.
It has to do with a woman that I've been dating for the past 7 months. I'm a bachelor, 35 years old.
Mm-hmm.
She and I get along very well, and we enjoy each other's company. I would say the relationship is definitely tending towards marriage.
Wonderful. Congratulations.
Thank you. I haven't actually asked her yet, but I'm getting around to it.
You think she won't say yes?
Oh, no. I think she will. That's sort of the problem. I mean, you see, last night we were having dinner at a restaurant, and I accidentally dropped my napkin. When I went down to pick it up, I noticed for the first time that she had a small tattoo on the inside of her left ankle. I think it's a rose. I didn't look too closely, and it was pretty dark under the tablecloth. Anyway, what I'm wondering is, I mean, I've always been under the impression that women who have had themselves tattooed have usually led some sort of unsavory life.
What do you mean by unsavory?
You know, the type who ride around on the back of motorcycles and have wild times.
Do you think she rides around on the back of motorcycles?
No. I mean, at least I don't think so. I guess I should know more about her past, but I don't.
I take it you also don't know if she has other tattoos someplace else.
No. Actually, we haven't gotten that far in our relationship. But to tell you the truth, it has crossed my mind. That's why I was wondering if there's anything that you can tell me?
I'm afraid I don't know very much about tattoos. Most women seem to have a natural aversion to permanently marking their bodies. In the case of your girlfriend, well, it could be her tattoo does have some connection with some torrid episode in her past. Or it could simply be that she wears it because she likes it, or used to like it.
You think I should ask her about it, then?
I think you'll have to if your relationship is going to continue to grow.
I guess you're right.
However, when you do ask her, I'd make it clear that you're interested because you care about her, and that regardless of how or why it got there, it isn't going to change the way you feel about her. Assuming that's true.
Oh, yes. Yes, it is. I'm sure I could accept almost anything.
Good. Then ask her. I think if you're going to end up getting married, it's important that you both get to know a great deal more about each other. Doesn't that make sense?
Yes, it does. Very much. Okay. Well, thank you very much.
Good luck, and thanks for your call. Hello, you're on Talkline. Thanks for calling.
Hello, Miss Macklin. My name is Sally Lou. I'm calling about a problem that I hope you can help me with.
I'll be glad to try.
Well, good. I appreciate that. Hi, Tonya. It's me. That wasn't very nice of you to hang up on me. I don't like being cut off. I don't find it to be very...
Hello, Talkline. Are you with us?
Hi, Tonya. It's me. You remember, I called last week about the trouble I was having with my husband's best friend.
Oh, yes, I do remember. How did it go?
Well, I took your advice. I told him what he was doing was not fair to my husband or me, and I told him I just wasn't interested. I said I wasn't going to tell my husband about what happened because I didn't want it to ruin their friendship, but if he tried it again, I would.
You think he believed you?
Well, so far it's working, although it's only been a week. I've also learned to keep that door locked whenever I'm undressing.
Good idea.
You know, Tonya, it's not that he's bad, and I know he'd never do anything intentionally to hurt my husband's feelings. It's just that, oh, well, with him living there...
It's called proximity.
What?
Closeness. The three of you living under the same roof. It can strain a marriage and put a real test to friendship.
Oh, you're so right.
The permanent solution will come when he finds a place and moves out. Until then, I'd continue to keep the door locked.
Oh, I intend to. Anyway, I just thought I'd call and let you know I followed your advice and it's working.
Good, I'm glad. Thanks for calling and letting us know.
Uh-huh.
Okay, we're going to take a short break now and be right back with more calls. You're listening to Talkline on WPPX, the voice of Cape Cod.
Thinking of remodeling? Thinking of doing it yourself? Before you
Hey, Tonya, I'm sorry. I didn't know it was the same guy calling back.
Me neither. He had us both fooled.
Listen, there's a Dr. Epstein or Epstein on the line. He's been trying to get a hold of you. He says it's urgent, but he can't talk to you on the air. I told him to call back after the show, but he says it can't wait. You want to take it, or should I tell him to get lost?
No, I'll take it. Which line is it?
Line 4.
Tanya Macklin.
Ms. Macklin, thank God I got through to you. My name is David Epstein. I'm a psychiatrist. Ms. Macklin, the man you spoke with on the radio is an escapee from Bridgewater State Hospital.
What?
His name is Dennis Luckhurst. He is a psychopath. He is extremely dangerous. He was committed to Bridgewater after being found criminally insane for the murder of a schoolteacher in Framingham. 10 days ago, he escaped. He killed a guard and critically injured another man getting away. He stole a car. So far, the authorities have been unable to locate him.
But are you sure it's him?
Positive. I'm one of the psychiatrists who was treating him at the hospital. My wife and I have a home in Sandwich here on the Cape. I happened to be listening to your program when I heard him call in. I tried to get in touch with you immediately. I told your engineer it was urgent. I was afraid he wasn't going to let me speak to you.
I'm sorry, but... What is it you want me to do?
Help me find him. We've got to locate him so the police can pick him up.
Just a minute, Doctor. Excuse me. Ron, how much time?
5 seconds.
I'll need more. Go to another commercial.
What's going on?
I can't explain now. Just do it.
Okay, but your fans out there aren't going to like it.
Okay, Doctor, I'm back.
Ms. Macklin, First of all, can you tell me what is your station's broadcast range? How far does it go?
We cover just about all the Cape, Provincetown, and as far west as Sandwich. The signal fades almost as soon as you cross over the canal.
That means if he is listening, he must be somewhere on the Cape. That helps, but it's not good enough. We have to narrow it down. You're going to have to talk to him again.
But how can I?
He's probably still listening. Go back on the air and invite him to call in again. Apologize. Say you're sorry. Say anything. Just get him to pick up the phone and call you.
But, Doctor, if he calls, what do I say?
20 seconds, Tanya.
It doesn't matter. Say anything. Just keep him on the line. As soon as we hang up, I'll call the police. I'll instruct them to monitor your broadcast. If he calls back, they will trace the call, but you must keep him on the line.
Okay, I'll try. I'll do my best.
10 seconds.
Good luck. And Miss Macklin, please be careful.
Ron, listen, I don't have time to explain. If that guy calls back, you know the one I mean? Don't cut him off. I have to talk to him. If I'm on another call, signal me through the glass and I'll take it.
What's going on?
I'll tell you later. Just do it, okay?
You're the boss. 3 seconds. 2, 1.
This is Tanya Macklin, and you're listening to Talkline. Before we take our next call, I'd like to say something to the gentleman who called in earlier. I want to apologize for cutting you off. That was rude, and it was my fault. I obviously didn't give you a chance to say everything you needed to say. So, if you'd like to call back again, I'll be glad to take your call. Here's the number again if you need it. 555-4538. I really hope to hear from you. Hello, you're on Talkline.
Is this it? Am I on?
Yes, go ahead.
I want to ask Tanya Macklin a question.
You're speaking to her.
Oh, okay. Miss Macklin, I'm a high school student.
You are? What year?
I'm a sophomore.
You go to school on the Cape?
Yes, I do. But I'd rather not say which one.
That's fine. Go ahead with your question.
This year I'm taking French as part of my language requirement. The place I sit in class is the last seat in the middle row. Well, there's this boy who sits beside me in the next row over, and every time we have a quiz or a test, he always has his book open on the floor, and he copies his answers.
He cheats.
Yeah, he does.
You're trying to decide whether or not you should let him get away with it?
Yeah, well, sort of. I mean, what bothers me that he gets away with it.
What about the teacher? Isn't he or she in the room when these tests are being given?
Yeah, he is. But he writes the test questions on the board. And then he sits down at his desk and buries his head in a book. He hardly ever looks up.
So, in other words, you don't feel he should be allowed to get away with cheating, but you also don't feel good about being a snitch and telling the teacher.
That's right. So, what do you think I should do?
Why don't you try this? Next time you have a test, lean over and whisper to him to close his book. That way, you'll let him know that you don't appreciate him cheating, and chances are he will close his book because he won't want to risk getting caught by the teacher. Of course, he won't be grateful to you for butting in, but at least he'll have to respect you a little for not turning him in even though you could have. Does that sound like a good plan?
I guess so.
Do you think it'll work?
I don't know. Probably. Can I ask you something else?
Sure, go ahead. No, wait a minute. No, I think I better go on to the next caller. I hope I answered your question. Thanks for calling. This is Tanya Macklin. You're on Talkline.
Hello, Tanya?
Oh, hi. I'm glad you called back.
You are? Now that's odd. You cut me off twice already.
I know, and I'm sorry. I apologize. I promise I won't do it again.
Guess where I'm calling from now?
I don't know. I think I hear some cars in the background.
I'm in a phone booth. Since my last call, I've been out driving around. But don't worry, I've been listening to you on the car radio.
Oh, you have a radio in your car?
That's correct.
What kind of car is it?
Why do you want to know?
Oh, no reason. I was just curious.
Well, it's not my car anyway. I'm borrowing it from a friend.
Oh, well, never mind. Let's see, before you were starting to tell me about shadows. That was fascinating. I wonder, could you explain a little more? I'm not sure I completely understand what you mean.
It's like that fellow who called in about his girlfriend. He peeked under the table and saw the tattoo on her ankle. You should have told him to make sure it wasn't a shadow. That's where he's got to be careful. Because if it's a shadow, and she has one down there, she's probably crawling with them up above.
Oh, really? You see, That's something I wasn't aware of. That's interesting.
Please deposit 5 cents for the next 3 minutes.
Look, why don't you give me your number and let me call you back? That way you won't
have
to...
I have the money. I have the money. Now, let's see. What were we talking about? Oh, yes. Shadow. You see, it's not simply a question of good or bad or right or wrong. It's more a question of good and evil. Some people don't believe it, but there are definitely shadowy people that we pass by on the street every day. Now, I'm not suggesting they are pure Satans, but there are definitely people whose lives are controlled by evil thoughts.
Listen, Dennis, are you sure it wouldn't be better if I called you back?
What did you say?
I asked if I could call you back.
No, you called me Dennis.
Oh, I don't think I did I?
Yes, you did. I heard you say it.
Oh, but... how could I? I mean, you haven't told me your name.
That's correct. So how could you know?
Well, I guess you must have mentioned it when you called earlier.
No, I didn't. I never told you my name.
Well, you must have. How else would I know?
That's right. How else could you? Unless... oh, I hear it now. The hissing.
What do you mean?
I should learn to be more careful. You almost had me fooled. I thought, she's not like the others. But you are, aren't you?
No, I'm not.
Oh, yes, I can hear them now, very clearly. There are shadows clinging to every word you say.
Dennis, please listen to me. I only want to talk to you.
No, we are finished. That's done. You've done enough damage already.
Oh, please, Dennis, don't hang up. Let me ask you just one more thing.
Now it's my turn to hang up on you. Goodbye, Tonya. It was nice talking to you.
Oh, wait, wait, please. We're going to take a break now. This is Talk Line.
Close your eyes and sail away.
Tonya, what the hell's going on? Who are you talking to?
His name is Dennis Luckhurst. He's an escapee from a mental ward. I was supposed to keep him on the line long enough for the police to trace the call. I don't think I did.
He escaped from a mental ward?
Yeah, now he's here on the Cape, but no one knows where.
What was he in for?
He murdered a schoolteacher in Framingham. He was committed to Bridgewater, and 10 days ago he escaped. He killed a guard and critically injured another man getting away. Oh, if the police don't find him soon, he'll probably kill again.
So what are you supposed to do?
I was supposed to keep him from hanging up. Now that I've blown it, I don't think there's anything I can do. It's up to the police.
Was that why the doctor called?
Yeah, his name is David Epstein. He's a psychiatrist who lives in Sandwich. He was one of the doctors who was treating him. Dr. Epstein happened to be listening tonight, and he recognized his voice. I better try calling him back. How much time do we have?
A couple of minutes. Want me to look up the number?
No, I'll do it. I've got a phone book in here.
Listen, Tonya, I'm going to take a quick run out to my car for a pack of cigarettes. I'll be right back, okay?
Epstein. Oh, here it is. Oh, please answer. Oh, come on, I don't have much time. Hello, is Dr. Epstein there?
No. Who's calling?
Is this Mrs. Epstein?
Yes.
Mrs. Epstein, I have to speak to your husband. It's very, very important.
I'm afraid that's impossible.
But it can't be. He called me. I just spoke to him a few minutes ago.
Now, see here. I don't know who you are. But if this is your idea of a practical joke...
No, it isn't. I really have to speak to him.
For your information, you could not have just spoken to my husband, because my husband is dead.
Dead? But that can't be.
If you don't believe me, I suggest you look up his obituary in the newspaper. He was killed 10 days ago by a madman who was escaping from Bridgewater State Hospital, where my husband worked.
What was his name?
What was whose name?
The man who killed your husband.
His name was Dennis Luckhurst. Now, I believe I've answered enough questions. You haven't even told me who you are, or what it is that's so important.
Oh, nothing. It's nothing. I'm sorry. Thank you. 10 days ago. 10 days.
Oh, Ron, thank God you're back. Ron? Ron, is that you? Hello, excuse me, the office is closed. You'll have to come back in the morning. What, I can't hear you. Push the button to the right of the console. Yes, that's the one.
You hear me now?
Yes, I can hear you.
Ms. Macklin, I'm Dr. Epstein. I thought it would be best if I stopped by.
Look, you can't come in here right now. I'm just about to go back on the air.
Yes, I know.
You'll have to wait in the lounge.
Yes, of course. Will I be able to hear the program in there?
Yes, you can hear it.
Fine. You know, you don't look very much like I expected you to look. Of course, you're very attractive.
Dr. Epstein.
Yes.
You didn't see anyone outside as you were coming in.
No. When I drove up, the parking lot was completely empty.
Oh, I see.
Miss Macklin, I believe your commercial has ended.
Yes, thank you. Could you just wait in the lounge? We're back now. I'm Tanya Macklin, and you're listening to Talkline. This is WPPX you're listening to. Our station is located at number 4 Seagull Lane. I don't know how many of our listeners have ever stopped by the station before. It's really a lovely spot, just a mile and a half off Route 28 on Seagull Lane. I think before we go on and take our next call, I should explain something. The man I was talking to on the air just before the last commercial is mentally ill. You see, Dr. Epstein, a psychiatrist, asked me to try to help locate this man because he escaped from a mental institution and he needs help desperately. You see, we know this man is here on the Cape and we're just trying to find him before he accidentally hurt someone. So anyway, what I'd like to ask you to do if you're listening right now is to pick up your telephone and call the Yarmouth police. Ask them to come by the station at number 4 Seagull Lane.
What are you doing?
Ask them to come right away, please. Tell them to hurry. Tell them it's an emergency. He's here right now. Oh, he's trying to get in. Help me. Oh, no, please. Go away. He's coming in.
Tanya, you didn't open the door.
Go away.
For some time. Oh, yes, I must be. I can hear my voice coming over the radio. Well, first of all, I want to say, Tanya, that I listen to your program every week. Ordinarily, I'd never think of calling in myself. I'm just not the type. But something happened that made me think I should get your advice. I had a group of ladies over to play bridge. You see, we always play bridge on the first Wednesday of every month. Anyway, it was my turn to host the group, and I decided to prepare some side dishes to serve while we were playing. Anyway, as I went into the kitchen to take the hors d'oeuvres out of the refrigerator and warm them in the microwave, one of the ladies came in to tell me she'd seen one of the other guests take something from my desk.
You have been listening to Cape Cod Radio Mystery Theater's presentation of The Caller on Line 1. Tonight's program was produced, written, and directed by Stephen Thomas Oney. Engineered by John Todd, with sound effects by Scott Dickey and original music composed by Mark Birmingham. The actors in tonight's play, Lainey Davis as Tanya Macklin, Kevin Groppi was Dennis Luckhurst, John Todd played the engineer, Grace Biggers, caller number 1, Dave Margulis, the man with a tattooed girlfriend, Debbie Oney, the woman who keeps her door locked, Patience Martin, the high school student and telephone operator, Lee Olive as Mrs. Epstein, Gene Todd, the final caller, and Frank Mitchell and Debbie Oney, background commercials. The show was recorded at HT Recording Studio and is copyrighted by Stephen Thomas Oney. All rights, including rights for broadcast and reproduction, are reserved. Well, one final announcement. 2 job openings are now available for an experienced radio engineer and talk show host. Those interested may apply at WPPX. The pay is good, but job security is not guaranteed. This is Floyd Pratt wishing you a pleasant evening and inviting you to tune in again when the fog rolls in on another chapter of Cape Cod Radio Mystery Theater.